Well, first of all, I need to explain what the ethos of this station is all about for people who have just tuned in. What we exist to do is to engage, equip, and enable communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. And so many people round about, they don't end up doing that for whatever reason. It could be through no fault of theirs, just circumstance. It could be just bad choice in life. It could be illness. It could be anything. But the fact is that many people are not able to live life to the full. And what we want to do is to reach out to ensure that people can. How can we do that? Well, by working with other believers, for one thing. How are they going to come alongside? Well, the Bible tells us that all God's people should live in unity with each other. And it's only by living in unity and responding in like manner that we can offer the best hope of not only telling people the gospel, but demonstrating the gospel too. So in 2010, when I was considering how the station should go forward, I asked God for a direction. He gave me three words: unity of response. And in just this way, that people, God's people, those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour of their lives, come together and in unity, unify in love to ensure that people are truly able to live life to the full. They come together, join up thinking, put all reservations and church politics and other such rubbish aside. Learn to love and indeed learn to forgive. And that's what we have to do. And it's always good as well when, as God's people, we can come across other social action groups. And I came across one recently, and certainly today, and that is called Social Bites. Now, they have their main office in Edinburgh, but they also have offices in Glasgow and in Aberdeen. So let's go and find out what Social Bites is all about, because they have a shop in Aberdeen which does a huge range of different things. They describe themselves as a social business. What on earth is a social business when it's at home? Well, it solves social challenges. It offers a suspended food and drink. And we'll come to that one just in a minute. It tackles financial exclusion. All profits are donated to charity, and it is a cause-driven business. Now, the founding members are Josh and Alice, and they came across a Professor Yunus in 2011 when Josh started reading his book, Creating a World Without Poverty, and they actually went out that way and discovered the various social business that Professor Yunus had created firsthand, and they saw the social problems such as the financial exclusion of a poor woman, malnutrition of the children and blindness of the poor. And the efforts of the one man were literally changing the lives of tens of millions of people in his native Bangladesh. And so the experience that Josh and Alice had in Bangladesh was life-changing. And so they actually set up this very good program, social business cause called Social Bites. So let's go and find out more about Social Bites. What exactly is it? Well, 100% of every single penny of their profits goes towards solving financial problems. They feed about 150 homeless people every day. They also open up their shops for social suppers in the evenings, when they invite homeless people to sit in for hot food and engage them in support services to help them out of the situation. And they also spend some of their profits on supporting other charities. These could be charities, local charities, tackling homelessness, who they partner with. Also, some international projects, including helping the refugees and providing microloans to women in Malawi. They have a social bite academy. It was to take homeless people from the streets and take them through a process of support all the way to full-time employment. And so the academy involves helping them find accommodation, providing training, qualifications, work experience, and ultimately a full-time paying job. They help to aim to help 10 homeless people off the streets and put them through the academy on an annual basis, really breaking this cycle. Now, you might think, 10 people? What's 10 people out of so many? Well, if you start with one and you think about what you're doing is making a difference to one person, now they're bringing 10 people through. Just imagine every single person that goes through that, 10 can build up to 100, can build up, well, just do the maths. It might not sound a whole hill of beans, and 150 people might not sound a lot, but it is. And they do actually help other people as well. And so they have these shops. What you can do is go in. They serve a good range of food, a little bit like another high street food provider who have a foundation. I've mentioned them before. But they provide a good range of soups. They provide a good range of paninis and coffees and all such things. So you can go in and do that. But what you can also do is to go in and give what they call a suspended coffee or a suspended amount of hot food. And that means that you can actually go in and buy a homeless person a coffee, so that homeless people know that they can actually come to the shop, and if someone's actually pre-bought them a coffee, then they can actually go and get a coffee from the shop. And you can actually do that online, or you can go into the shop and buy the suspended coffees, which means that you are actually helping people directly in your city. So if you happen to live in Edinburgh, Glasgow or Aberdeen, and in fact, I believe that Social Bites is going towards Dundee as well. That's one of their intentions. And who knows, Inverness, Perth, you name it, they could go there and you might find them indeed in other parts of the UK. Well, if you like this idea, you want to find out more, then their website is social-bite.co.uk. That's social-bite.co.uk. And by the way, they do actually make a very mean meatball panini. Yeah, well, anyway, enough of that. But I thought it was a good idea to quickly pop in there today and just have a little look at what they do. And there's a lot of information on there which helps to people to make up their minds. It's well worth going in. They're normally open between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. They have a good fairly extensive menu as well. They do salads, peppered mackerel and root potato, falafel, hot smoked salmon health box, seafood salad, honey glazed chicken salad, Jamaican chicken, Thai vegetable curry, you name it, they will do it. And also haggis, neeps and tatties. Well, you couldn't really have much better than that. If you also want to find out more, why not give them a message, which you can do via their website. You can call in on 0131 220 8206. That's 0131 220 8206. Email info@social-bite.co.uk. And they will also do corporate catering as well. And when I was popping in there, I was told by the manager that they were away to actually do cooking and things tomorrow, I think it was, for some wedding function or something. So they will do that as well. So if you want to have your wedding and make a difference, then yes, they will do that too for you. You can like them on Facebook. You can follow them on Twitter. Okay, that's excellent. And hopefully you should find most of that information available on Twitter and on our Twitter site. I believe that Rachel will be doing a great job in making sure that is available. Okay, let's get on now to some more music that takes us up most of the community elements. A little bit later on, you'll hear a Give Blood advert, and the Scottish Blood Transfusion Service are always on the lookout for people to give blood, especially now in the festive season. I confess I would do, but I've recently had a flu jab. So if you had an injection at all, if you had dental treatment, an operation or some kind of procedure or a cold or anything, unfortunately you can't give blood. If you're able to give blood, then do go along and give a festive pint. And I think if you've had a inoculation or something, I'm not quite sure whether it's 2 months or 3 months or whether it's just a few weeks. I will have to find out. But anyway, it's worthwhile going and giving blood if you possibly can. It's 18 minutes to the top of the hour, and we've got Dudley Anderson coming up as well. And then coming up at the top of the hour, it's our news programme. It's Gospel for Grampian. Now here's Michael W. Smith, Take Me Home. And we will be back with the news.